ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Scare Blast podcast. And now here's your host, Lisa Burton.
Hey everybody, welcome to Scare Blast podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Burton. And today with me, I have actor Jesse Fisher.
Hello.
Hey Jesse. And I have actor, improviser, lawyer Carly Olson.
Hi.
And these two have suggested we watch the movie, the M. Night Shyamalan movie that is in theaters right now called The Visit, which is super special because, again, we were just talking about how this is a whole lot of firsts. My first duo that I'm having here, my first movie that's in the theaters, and of course, my first M. Night Shyamalan movie that we're watching for the podcast.
Special.
So, ladies, let me ask you, starting with Jesse.
Yes.
Are you a horror movie fan?
Big horror movie fan.
Cool.
Year round.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. What kind of horror are you into?
I like supernatural horror. I don't like any torture porn horror. I'm not into like the Saw movie or Hostel kind of style.
Totally.
But yeah, I like watching horror movies alone, actually, more because I find when I see them in the theaters, the other people reacting around me makes me feel numb.
Yeah.
So I'm weird. I like to scare myself.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of scare do you get? Like, is it visceral? Like, do you actually get scared?
No.
Or is it, like, interested?
I think I'm anticipating the scary thing that's going to come. I like to feel a little jump.
Yeah. You know?
But I don't... rarely have I had to like check my closets when I go home after watching a scary movie, you know? I'm not really afraid, but
totally.
I like the suspense.
Yeah, great. Carly, are you a scary movie fan?
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a sort of paradoxical scary movie fan because I am very bad to watch scary movies with.
I can attest to that.
Jesse and I have a thing where we like to watch scary movies. Yeah. Well, I like it. She likes watching them alone better.
I like watching them with you. I do.
But we watch them like during the day and I am a very, I need to have something to hide with my face.
Like you do lots of whining. Like,
I do.
You just do a lot of like,
a lot of like, oh no, 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 which was weird. Like we went to see The Visit at one of those ritzy movie theaters that had like recliners.
Yeah,
I'll never go
so
back.
Yeah. I know it. Well, it was hard because Jesse was so far away from me, and she also had her husband there, so like she already had someone to cuddle with.
Well, but I pushed both of you away.
You
the
did.
Same time.
She literally took her hand off. Took my hand off.
You both reached out to me at the same scary moment in the movie, and I removed both your
you
hands.
You did. I'm glad to hear that you removed his, too.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn.
No.
Fine, I'm married now.
You gotta go through it on your own.
Yeah, but there was a guy, I was like, there was one seat on the end of the row, and there was a guy sitting alone, but like his friends were in front of him, which, and I had to be like, I was like, this is weird for him and for me.
Yeah.
So I had to be like, I'm very sorry, I'm very bad to watch scary movies with.
I thought you guys were going to hit it off, and that would be the greatest story.
We might get married.
How sweet, guys. All because of my podcast.
Yeah.
Really. You're welcome.
He's not answering any of my messages.
Maybe he got murdered.
By his grandparents.
Oh, boy. Also, no worries about spoilers.
That would be pretty terrible if we could only talk about it.
Because M. Night Shyamalan, this movie is a special.
All about the twist.
I didn't know if in this one I should expect a twist or not. Because I was like, I feel like it's kind of like a rebranding for him.
Yeah.
And they're, it's like how they're not saying anymore. They're not putting his name on things anymore.
Right.
But so I was like, is this going to be a classic M. Night Shyamalan
twist?
Although I thought it was earlier than they usually happen in these movies.
It was good. I saw it coming. I figured it out and got really excited that I figured it out.
I did too. We're going to pause here and I'm going to have somebody or both of you give a synopsis. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Before we jump right into the conversation.
Yep, that's great.
Here's the spoiler and then
So it's a movie about, it's filmed like handheld camera style. Like
It's a girl found footage.
Yeah. And it's two siblings going to visit their grandparents who they've never met. Their mother has not seen them in 15 years, right? And they're going to go spend a week with their grandparents. And she's kind of on a mission to kind of give her mother the gift of forgiveness from her grandparents.
So she's making a doc. She's an aspiring filmmaker making a documentary about the entire time, which is the conceit of why they're filming it at all, so it's a found footage thing, but also B, why she doesn't stop filming it.
Yes.
Every day it's a getting closer.
For me, a lot of this is about fear of aging.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of the tension in it comes from, like, is this just what happens? Like, you just get old and you lose control.
I looked up sundowning.
Me too.
The thing.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Sundowning. Do you like gallop around on your hands and knees?
You like just
you get naked.
Galloping naked all night.
You got a lot of
scratching on the walls.
Naked scratching.
Yeah.
Just the fear. And I think it's clever in this movie that, like, these kids haven't been around old people. So it's like a lot of it can be explained, like, you don't, they're old. Like, they do weird things. Yeah. And also because they're old and they don't want to offend them. And also because this is the first time they're meeting their grandparents and they don't want to stir up shit.
Yeah.
They just overlook so much, especially the girl.
Yes. Well, yeah. And that with diseases, that it is such a terrifying thing of getting old with, like, Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah.
You aren't the person that you were.
Yeah.
You're not anymore. So that was such a great, like, you know, you better settle the score. You better, you know, mend all rifts with the people you love, because at a point they won't be themselves anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you won't be able to get that kind of...
Because they'll be imposters.
Because they'll be imposters. But they won't. That's not your family anymore. It is, but when they don't recognize you, when you're absolutely right. Like, this movie plays on that fear so much, because it's like, for someone who's dealing with dementia, the line of what they know as reality is so thin. Mm-hmm. What they used to be doesn't always exist. Like, it's really terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. And how does everyone deal with it around them?
Right,
And what do you buy into in order to make that person okay?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And I loved the moments when, at the beginning, each of the grandparents takes a turn acting really strange, and the other grandparent explains it really logically and well.
That grandparent relationship, or like those the crazy people's relationships. And we haven't gotten to the twist yet, so I maybe give it away. But their relationship is really sweet.
Yeah,
they take care of each other.
It is,
and this whole week was a gift to one another. They like made
more so to her, I guess.
But he needed to feel, like, in control of his life again, and, like, a man who could
physical.
Yeah. And now we're alluding to it, but the spoiler, the end of this, is that the actual grandparents have been killed and stuffed into the basement. There are two crazy
patients,
there are two crazy people who are in the house now posing as the grandparents. Mm-hmm. And they somehow knew, you know, there are a lot of questions there too.
Well, they do actually.
The
guy does. He's like, your grandparents were talking in the hospital when they visited us about this visit. They were so excited.
They told us all about you two.
And that
they should have known better. It was rude of them.
Yeah.
Because what's her name?
The woman. Yeah. We don't know
her
real name.
Claire?
Yeah.
Is it real? Nice. Okay. So Claire had killed her own children.
Put them in suitcases and thrown them in...
water?
Yeah.
A pond or something? So that he wanted to give her this gift of being a grandparent for a week and then killed the children and stuffed them in the well.
Yep.
To send them to another planet.
Presumably. Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, that was...
The unraveling of him was awesome.
Yeah, the real, like, downward spiral into madness that the two of them go through for the whole week is frightening.
Those two actors, and I don't know if it's one of your things, but Deanna Dunnigan, who's a, you know, Steppenwolf ensemble member.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And won a Tony for August Osage County and does not look nearly as old as they make her, you know, in the movie. That performance was sick, man. Yeah. That was like an Oscar.
It was.
That was an incredible performance. Her like falling apart and the physical, I mean, I don't know how much of her own crawling she did, but besides that, the physical work she did, the simplicity, that scene when she comes in when she's smoking a cigarette, the grandmother walks in, and she's smoking a cigarette, and she's kind of lost and dark, and looks at the granddaughter like she doesn't know her, which she doesn't, but then this, like, slow, you see her choose to, like, put a smile on her face, and you watch her face turn, and it's such like excellent operating of her machine.
Yeah,
like, oh, it's so good.
Totally,
good actress.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. I saw on my Facebook feed today a woman. I don't know how I know her. who was seeing this movie with Deanne Dunnigan?
Anne Fogarty.
Yes, was she at your wedding?
Oh.
No, but Anne is an actress in Chicago. She does stuff at Looking Glass, and they're all kind of connected. So
yeah,
she knows Deanna from Steppenwolf.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. I was like, can you imagine seeing this movie with the
with
old
her?
Woman?
I wish. I was so jealous. Don't you want to keep leaning over to her and be like,
but it would be super weird to be like, oh, that's your butt.
How many cookies did they make you eat?
Oh, man.
A lot.
I mean, you've said, and I've seen pictures of her, that I know she looks much younger than she did in the movie. I think it would be fucking terrifying to be watching that movie and turn around and see her face in the seat next to you. Like, how scary would that be? Like, she pops. Will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
He's terrifying. I don't know who that guy is.
I don't either, but he's terrifying.
That's Peter McRobbie.
Peter McRobbie. Oh, I don't know
work
background.
Peter McRobbie.
Yeah.
He's great.
They were both great, and they both were, like, very robotic at times, and they both did choose. There were definitely choices made when they as Nana and Pop Pop were, they said, the words, they said, are we okay? Are you okay? Our relationship is okay. You're feeling okay, right?
Right.
They kept caretaking for the kids in such a way that was not natural. It was like, let's make sure that we're putting on the right front.
Yeah. But that makes sense with their history.
And
so,
as counselors too, you buy that they're like, you know, so when that little boy discovers that the grandfather's been hiding his diapers in the shed, and the grandma sits down with him, and she really easily explains it, and then immediately launches into like, you must be disappointed in us, must be like, and it was really, it would, you're creeped out by it, but you're also like, okay, that's a clean explanation.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's something really embarrassing and that I am afraid would happen to me someday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and also with these kids, I don't know if you're, whatever, 15 years old, if you would be thinking about this, but if this is the first time you're seeing these people, whose genes you have, like, is this going to happen to me?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
As it could, you
absolutely,
know?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that, there was also a lot of, we do this. They talked a lot about what they were either about to do or a lot about what they were doing at that time, which, of course, in improv is like, oh, well, you don't talk about what you're doing. You just do it. And this, to me, felt it, to hear it done in like real life, like within the life of the movie, felt really odd and really upsetting.
Yes, and what was great about that when you figure out the twist that they're these patients is that you're like, of course, if they're in a mental care facility, that's how they're talked to.
Yeah.
Right now at noon is lunchtime. That's when we all go to lunch. Yeah. And then we go and we play games. And then we go to bed at 9:30 and we don't come out of our rooms.
Yes.
You know, and like all that language is such institutionalized language, which when it comes out of their mouths, you're like, oh, I'm uncomfortable and I don't quite know why, but it's because it is rigid. It isn't the way that people live.
Yeah.
You know, it's only people who have to have structure.
Also, I thought, and, you know, I don't get to go back and do a second watching with this one, but, or, like, even a second skim through of, like, the scenes or anything, but it seemed to me that Nana's hair, too, got more unruly as
It definitely did.
It did. Mm-hmm. It did.
Which was fun.
I mean, when she's chasing them under the house.
Oh, God.
That's fucking terrifying. Then when she comes out and she kind of wipes herself off, you do have a moment where you're like, that was scary, but also like, oh, she's this tough kind of fun. She's like having fun with them. And then when she walks up the stairs and she's her
butt
is tucked in and you see her ass. You're like, it's so good of back and forth.
It is, but I kind of didn't like that because I was like, okay, she's creepy. She's not creepy. And then we see her butt. Like, what's that supposed to... It felt kind of cheap to me.
It's cheap. It is, but it's taking advantage of, like, what are the images with... I mean, every time you use an old person in a scary movie, like The Shining, it's very sad, and we're ageists for being this way. Mm-hmm. But, like, we get creeped out by seeing naked old people.
Yeah.
It's a creepy image. But I guess it goes back to what you're saying of, like, it's the deterioration of your body is a thing we're all afraid of.
Yeah.
You know, it preys out of fear at all.
Love like yours will surely come my way.
So let me ask you, if you were to measure this movie, I'd like you to rate this movie in Dirty Depends. So, like, if you were to give it 10 Dirty Depends found in the shed, or 1 Dirty Depends found in the shed.
Wait,
so it's a one,
which
one's
which more positive?
Yes. 10, yes.
You want more diapers?
You want more dirty diapers,
okay,
yes.
You gotta build that shed.
And so rating it 10 is the best scary movie you've ever seen. You definitely recommend it to other people.
Okay.
1 is none.
Yeah.
I would say 8.
Yeah.
8.
I would give it 8 as well. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
Not the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No.
But I don't know if it was the comfortable lazy boy recliners or the like amazing popcorn, but I had such a good time watching this movie.
Yeah.
I had a great time. It was so fun.
It was really fun. Yeah.
It was really, and yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it very much. I would tell people to go see it.
Yeah.
I'd stand up for it, too. I would be like, yeah, that was dumb. Yeah, that thing you didn't like. Yeah, I see that. But it was still so entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you think this is M. Night Shyamalan's comeback movie? That's like the
yeah.
review.
I think it depends on what he does next.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's that, I don't know, I feel bad for him because, like, he's gotten roped into some shit that's not his own creation. Didn't he direct that Will Smith movie that I didn't see?
After Earth.
Yeah.
It's
not
good, y'all.
It's not good, no one liked it. But also, like, some of us, I take jobs sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I will take that paycheck, right? Like, you can't be, if you want to make a living, you can't make high art all the time.
Yeah.
And to keep a trajectory where you keep making suspense movies with twists, like, they're not all gonna succeed.
Yeah.
And like, maybe get a new thing.
Yeah.
Get a new thing, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it works for me this time.
I don't know if it's a comeback.
I think it's definitely, like, repairing his reputation.
Yeah.
I don't know about a comeback, though, because, like, really, if you think about it, he had, like, a really good movie.
Yeah.
A couple good movies.
Yeah.
And then some shit movies.
Yeah, I heard a recent, like, podcast, like a Freakonomics podcast or something, that was talking about how suspense is hard to build. It's hard to build a career in suspense movies because once you get a pattern, especially the way, and they reference M. Night Shyamalan, M. Night Shyamalan has, you have to change it every time because the human mind just evolves to categorize your movie and patternize your style.
Yes.
So we just naturally do that. So once you've got two movies out that do that thing, you can't put out a third movie that does that thing or everybody's going to shit on it because you need to be one step ahead of what everyone expects.
Yeah, and I think the success of this movie, if this had come out right after those first good ones, maybe I wouldn't have liked it as much.
Yeah.
But there's been
a gap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it too. All right, are you guys ready for some trivia questions?
No.
Okay. I'll have you, since there are two of you, I'll have you buzz in.
Okay.
So you have to go like, beep, beep. Okay. Or like buzz in. All right, are you ready? It'll be like a competition. Okay, here we go. What was the film originally going to be called?
Me. Grandma's House.
An excellent guess.
Do meow.
Pop Pop.
Grandma's House from Jesse Fisher or Pop Pop from Charlie Olsen? The answer? Sundowning. It was originally going to be called Sundowning.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes it a little too much on that, though.
Yeah, and it's not really just about that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, all right, here we go. Question number two. What non-horror film did M. Night Shyamalan do? What non-horror film?
Meow.
Yes, Carly Olsen.
Well, okay, The Last Airbender is one.
Oh, The Last Airbender is one. Mm-hmm.
But I think this might be one of the ones that I was going to talk about. Wide Awake?
Yes! Rosie O'Donnell stars.
My God.
What is that?
Wide Awake is on Netflix streaming. I watched about 20 minutes of it.
Oh, boy.
It was
in a way, is it a horror movie?
I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah. 1998.
It was the year before The Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also featured a precocious young child who was obsessed with a dead person, who went to a Catholic school, who was sort of obsessed. But it was.
Did he write it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wrote and directed it.
Right away.
Very 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Unwatchable.
Oh, no.
In fact, I didn't watch all of it because I was like, no, I cannot waste my time on this.
Which is also odd. They must have, I didn't look at the budget for that movie, but they must have had a decent budget because it was Rosie O'Donnell, Dennis Leary, Julia Stiles. Like,
yeah.
And Julia Stiles was like getting hot at that point.
She was
like,
a big deal in the 90s.
She looked really young in it because I wasn't sure if it was her or not.
Okay.
The only scene I saw was in a car.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah.
Pretty
Dana Delaney, yeah. Cameron Mannheim.
Wow.
A guy I recognized who played the grandma. who I think might have been in While You Were Sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awful. It was, yeah.
Okay.
So watch it.
Can't win them all.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Mm-hmm. This third one, I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to let you guess, you each guess, the budget. Do you guys know the budget for this film?
No, and I'm really bad with this shit.
It seems low budget.
I bet it was his cheapest movie he's ever made.
I'm going to say ding.
Yeah. It was in the millions, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It was in the millions.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say 10 million.
Okay.
Do you guess? I have no basis for this. 20.
It's okay. I also have no basis for money, which is why it's so interesting to me to talk about it.
I was
going to
say
18, movies.
But then you said in the millions, 20, and I was like, well, that sounds low.
23.
This one is 5 million.
Ooh, oh,
wow! Yeah, you won.
Well, but
you
if
won.
You think about it, it's one location for the most part.
Totally.
It's really, like, it's not...
Not a lot of people
theatrical
have
actors.
Yeah.
Very few actors.
Really?
And there's really no special effects.
Yeah.
Is it like, it must be his cheapest movie.
It's gotta be. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just looked at the number. 5 million. But do you know how much it's already made in box office?
Oh.
Do you have a guess for this?
I'm gonna say like 23 million.
23.
Yeah.
23 million.
40.
Yeah.
It's,
you guys way overshot. It's fine. Totally fine.
You give me like
a billion.
2 trillion. So it's not that great.
But 9.2 million, which
okay.
is
already
first,
recouped.
It's already, it's already almost doubled its
and
money.
And it just
it's going to, like,
opened
we saw
Friday.
It opening night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we're awesome.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah, so it's already made like over $1 million. Way too much money.
Oh,
so much money.
Okay. Yeah.
9.2 million.
Celia Keenan Bolger.
Yes.
Also theater actress.
Uh-huh. And also apparently the doctor guy, also a theater actor.
I would guess. I bet they all were.
Yeah. Oh, who about the train conductor?
Oh, yeah.
Who was he? I feel like I recognized him.
I feel like I recognize him, too.
I don't, but he was... I did not write him down in my list of actors.
Because you're racist.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
Just
next.
So we all know.
Also, was M. Night Shyamalan
the boyfriend of
Captain
I mean.
Han?
I think so. Because
he's always in his own movies.
I think he was. I think he was because he was kind of blurry in the background.
And he made himself Hispanic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his name was...
like... Ramon or something.
Yeah, it was. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Awesome. Great.
That's funny.
Hairy chest competition.
Yeah.
I remember from that. Oh, boy.
Also, Catherine Hahn looking good in a bikini.
She's awesome. She's incredible. Also, just in the interest of, because I paid attention, because I worked on cruise ships for a very long time, do you guys know which cruise line they took a vacation on?
Carnival.
That's a great guess.
Princess.
Great, another great guess, but it's another low budget.
Norwegian?
Really?
They didn't?
No.
I don't know any of this.
Royal Caribbean!
Oh!
Okay.
Oh boy. Alright, next.
Disney.
This next one, and this, you were trying to remember it earlier, but do you remember the name of the psych building that they are from?
Maple Hill.
Maple is.
Dale.
Is correct. Maple is right.
Maple Valley, Maple Glen,
Maple Shade,
Maple Shade.
No, Shade was in it. I was like Shady Oaks.
Shade, I knew Maple was in it.
Maple Shade, we did it together.
All right, are you ready? You get to guess another name. Okay. Here we go. What is the name of the rehab center?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was the same one.
Oh, it's not, guys. It's
Valley Oaks.
Sweet Valley High.
Okay,
and then there was a twin, yeah. And she, that was the one who was hanging, actually.
Yeah.
It was Jessica.
The other one was fine. The one that you got to know and love was fine.
Lone Valley.
Lone Valley, close? No. No.
I stand by my choice.
This one is actually, because the names are actually fairly similar, too. This one's Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook. Maple Shade and Meadowbrook. And then the final question. Where, they say the dad moved to California. Do you remember where he moved to in California with the woman he met at Starbucks?
San Diego.
No.
Palo Alto.
Yeah, Palo Alto.
Whoa, really?
Very good.
I don't know why I remember that.
Wow. She went back into her memory palace.
I
and
did.
Found nice. That one.
Do you watch Hannibal?
I do watch Hannibal.
There you go.
So good.
Well, I knew, because she said Memory Palace. Yes, it's all said in Palo Alto. There at Google.
Well, cool, you guys. This was so fun.
Thanks for letting us be here and watch a movie.
Yeah, thank you for watching. Thanks for taking the time to watch this movie and spend the money and go out to the movie theaters and watch it.
I would have done it regardless of this.
Yeah. Can I ask, do you guys, it's, you know, mid to late October, do you guys have anything going on that we could plug or anything online where we could find you?
You and I are doing a show.
Yeah, we're doing Tribulation!
Exclamation point? Is there an exclamation point at the end of it?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's a musical at I.O. on Sunday nights at 8 in the Mission Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running October 26th through November 23rd.
With previews on the 11th and 18th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I looked at the poster before I came here.
Yeah.
Jesse?
I think the play that I'll be in at the, will be done by the time, or I'll be gone. I'm doing a play called Edward Tulane, writing music for it, cool. The Chicago Children's Theater. And then I'll be in a show called The Heir Apparent, Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
I thought you said Air Parent, like the last apparent. Airbender.
It's called The Last Airbender Musical.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
It's a theater.
There's theater audiences. They like the familiar.
Yeah, they do. Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for taking
the
time.
It's great.
Yeah, of course.